up besides at the end.
Okay, we call the order of Brule Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, March 26, 2014. Mr. Perkins, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Broussard?
Here.
Commissioner Pharaoh? Commissioner Lemoine?
Here.
Commissioner Travassos?
Yeah.
Commissioner Sonnet? Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Fernell?
Okay, next item on the agenda is the February 26th meeting minutes. Have everybody has their meeting minutes? Any changes? Do I hear a motion?
I so move.
Moved by Mr. Travassos.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Perkins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Do the ayes have it? Okay, the next, nothing in zoning. We're gonna move on to planning. We have a variance request for Brule Oaks Homeowners Association, Lot 3 in Brule Oaks, non-compliance, Section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a fence. You represent?
I'm representing.
Okay, the Hall Fitzgerald. Just that one lot, Lot 3?
We have Lot 3 and Lot 11. I think Lot 11 already requested a variance some years ago. But I presented as well to reapply just in case.
Right.
But we're trying to enclose a perimeter fencing around Brule Oaks. Those lots were originally left open, unfenced, whereas the rest of the lots in the subdivision were all fenced in.
Right.
So we're trying to enclose a perimeter fencing, and then we've had some propositions to use association funds to put up security cameras at either entrance. So that's the purpose, is to, we're gonna use the funds to enclose the fencing, the perimeter fencing.
Okay.
And then, like I said, try to have a little bit more security in the neighborhood.
Let the record show that Ms. Pharaoh showed up at 6:32. Okay, can you put that other picture up there? This is Lot 3 right here, and it wants the fence, this area right here.
That's correct.
I think this is the only one you need a variance for. Lot 11 doesn't have a drainage servitude on it.
Okay.
This one does. Go to, this is the drainage servitude right here. It's a cover, it was a ditch at one time.
Now, it's covered about 4 years ago.
About 4 years ago. So what they want to do is a variance to put a fence from this corner, this one, to this corner.
Now, the homeowner there I did talk to, he's agreeable to put in. I told him that maybe we may have to put in a double gate for access to where allow passage back and forth. He was perfectly fine with that. He said he wouldn't even pay to do that. The rest of the fence, the homeowners association was gonna pay the funds to do it. And then last time they came in through the commons area, right on that corner.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Removed the section there, and they were able to access that way. So if he did put a gate there, you could continue to use it in that manner.
Right, okay. That's power lines right there?
It's power lines, yes. It's the energy servitude, and every other, we've got four or five houses already have fences there.
So they okay with it?
And they were okay with those, so.
Yeah, okay.
They're pretty good to work with when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Right, right. Okay, any discussion among the members?
I have no problem with it.
So this is the homeowners that wants to fence up, so this is the last bit?
Yeah, there's Lot 11, one couple lots down is the same thing, but they don't need a variance for that.
Because they don't have any?
Drainage.
Drainage servitude.
Okay.
And they trying to enclose it, they want to put security cameras on the gates, since that burglary, I guess.
Well, this is, we've had three different, you know, burglaries in that subdivision over like an 8-month period.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Did you know?
No, we didn't.
We had the one incident where they just went car hopping,
Yeah.
Pulling doors.
Right, right.
We had another incident where someone had an attempted break-in, and then that was just recently.
Kicked in.
Right, kicked in the door. Didn't get anything there, and then prior to that, we had some bicycles that were stolen from another homeowner.
That was my grandson's bicycle. Kate, that is Kate.
Kate, that is Kate.
And all of this is still, we basically were set to go on it. We had our annual meeting. We had one resident that said she didn't want us to spend the funds for that. So now we're going to send out propositions to get a vote from all the homeowners. I think we'll have no issues with passing it, but because of that reason. But either way, this homeowner, I think, probably would eventually put up a fence.
Right.
So it's better just to have it and get it out the way.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned about who's going to sign the paperwork. Is it going to be the homeowner? Ms. Joanne, as far as the court records are concerned?
On the association? Do you have legal authority?
Well, the town's going to make the approval.
Right. Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
That's a good question, because what if the homeowners association at some point in history goes to fund? Yeah.
I can have the homeowner, but we're going to have, we're going to have them sign off that the fence will become the property of the homeowner or the lot owner, not the homeowner, but the lot owner.
Right.
So it transfers from period to period that the maintenance of that fence will be that lot owner's responsibility.
Okay.
Is that the way it is throughout with all the fences?
Yes, sir. For everyone else in the subdivision that already has a fence, they're responsible, and it's in restrictions that they're responsible.
It's the homeowner's property. He's the one that should be signing.
Yeah.
And he's okay with doing that if we need him to.
It sounds like he's willing to put the gate and all that stuff, so. I make a motion that we.
Okay, we got a motion from Mr. Cabasis.
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Payroll, and that's to recommend to the town that they approve this variance. Do a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bussol.
Yes.
Commissioner Payroll.
Yes.
Commissioner Lemoine.
Yes.
Commissioner Cabasis.
Yep.
Commissioner Perkins.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Any other business, Patricia?
Let me ask one more question. If you're going to put a gate up there, why would you put a gate that you can't lock? I mean, you're trying to protect, you have security.
You can lock, I mean, he's going to put a gate that he can lock.
Yeah, but then if somebody, if the utility company comes, they can't get in.
Well, they would be able to go in and say, hey, we need to get in or whatever, get a gate entrance.
I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and this guy also, he cuts everything all the way down into, he's just one of those people that cuts everything.
Right.
So I don't think, I mean, he's probably going to continue to cut that. Now, I think that's a lot of the reason why he was saying, well, I want to be able to.
I don't think he would have, the town wouldn't require him to put a gate.
No, they would tear down.
They would tear down, you know, if they ever had to get there, they would, you know, dismantle.
Same thing with the utilities. If they need to get back there, they tear a fence down, you'd rather open the gate.
Right.
Right.
So they have the right to do that.
Right, and he understands that they have the right to do that. They've worked with us pretty well in the past. We've had to give access to that area. It's really not very easy to drive. There's not enough room behind the commons area fencing, if you see in the lower side, for a truck to drive. And if it's too wet in the center, well, it's really next to impossible for them to come across that
way. Right.
So most of the time they ask us to come in through the commons area and then access through that way. So, I mean, I think that will probably be the preferred route to get in there anyway going forward.
Right, right.
More likely.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, remarks of personal privilege? Anybody?
Mr. Chairman, something I've been thinking about that I hadn't brought forward yet, but I'll probably do it in the future. In the past, both the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Council, we've been granting people to build carports right up to the property line. And when you think about it, in the future that could give you some problems in regards to water going on your neighbor, or even if you need to maintain a carport with a wall on it, you got to get on your neighbor's property. If you have a falling out with your neighbor, he's not gonna let you on the property, and then, you know, we're just creating, I think, a problem. So what I've been thinking about is in any of the residential single-family detached zoning, is to require at least 18 inches or 2 feet, you know, except for a driveway. I don't have a problem with a driveway, because it doesn't, you know, there's no wall to maintain, or roof, or water, or anything. But whether there's gonna be posts or anything, to make sure that they're set off at least 18 inches. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, and so just be thinking about it, you know.
Okay.
I'm always uncomfortable with something coming right up to the.
I've been uncomfortable with it. We've done, we've approved them, you know.
Right.
But,
I've been having all this done, you know. You inherit all those lots.
We've had that discussion at this table before.
Yeah. Okay, anybody else? Any announcements, Chris?
No.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second.
Payroll. Thank y'all.
You took me longer than you tried.
If you're not doing anything, you just.